America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Might have been the best part of the game last night, Sean.
The intro was so good.
I think Al Michaels hit the post.
Absolutely nailed that. Good job by him.
It was all downhill from there last night.
Al Michaels, the best broadcaster of all time.
He's excellent. I think he is excellent. Just a brutal game last night, though.
Awful.
I mean,
unwatchable.
Did you enjoy Kirk Herbstreit during that game, though?
I can't get him. I can't. I'm not used to him in pro football.
He's
a college guy.
Yeah, I did not like him last night. Yeah. I thought that he was loving Aaron Rodgers a bit too much.
Yeah, but how could you not?
No, but if that was Chris Collinsworth,
he would have been like bursting out of his pants with excitement for Aaron Rodgers.
Like the Herbstreit thing for me is like I'm so used to him doing college football. It's weird to hear him do the NFL. Like, that's the only thing that I take away from when I hear Herbstreit. I'm like, wait a second, isn't this guy on, you know, college football game day and doing all that? So it's kind of weird. I can't get past that.
Yeah. He was spot on, though, last night early in that game when he said the offense is not built for this. Like, this Patriots offense is not built to win a football game in which the other team actually scores. there's some who are texting in and saying this is not Mayo's fault. You know, the groceries were purchased for him. And, all right, so it's Elliot Wolf's fault. I mean,
I put it on. I put it, Mayo, on the field.
No, it's pretty simple. It's the person that pays everyone who decided not to pay for players. I mean, Wolf sits down and goes, oh, I don't want to spend any more money to improve this roster?
Like, no, it starts there. But if Kraft says, okay, you guys can spend money, but Elliot Wolf goes, well, you know, there's really nobody out there that I think it's worth spending on, then that's Elliot Wolf's fault. If Elliot Wolf goes, oh, I want to be a real player and go after, you know, Trent Williams, for example, and trade away some picks and pay him, and Kraft goes no, then it's Kraft's fault. But I don't know.
The guy he signed to be the left tackle played one game, got benched, and quit football. Like, he has been whiffing all over the place when it comes to the offensive line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's Elliott's Wolf fault. Because if Kraft's given him the ability to go out there and get players, then if he's not choosing the right ones or he's electing, saying, hey, we're not going to go. Remember the whole Calvin Ridley thing when Mayo said, well, we just felt like that player's good, but he's not good enough for that type of investment that he wants.
I think Jerod Mayo went into this expecting something different, hence why he said the very first time he was on with us, we're going to burn some cash.
Agreed.
I think that was the promise made and not delivered on.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
And not to speak out of school, but I think the entire coaching staff will look a little bit different next year.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe an addition or two.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up, Wiggy. It's not
no,
you.
No, I'm just trying to figure out who that is.
They're going to hire a coach / mentor and not pay him $85,000.
All right. We have leads that remain this morning, and then we're going to get to They Said It at 7:20. Courtney, good morning.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I know.
What?
Good morning. That's better than, you got to find the LB one from the old show on WAAF. I get errant requests for that. LB one time said, G-E-T-S, Jets.
Even the G-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Hold on. You got to play that again. I didn't know you had that.
Even the G-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck.
But remember, he's Canadian, so he kind of gets a pass.
Well, good morning. morning, everybody. Happy Friday. I already talked about it, but everybody telling us during the offseason you don't want to see Drake May get hurt, blah, blah, blah. That's why you're not playing him. Last night was a exact example of how that is not the issue going on here. And if the issue is that you don't want to ruin Drake May mentally, which I think that Drake May is strong mentally, I don't think anything could ruin him. But putting him in with under 5 minutes to play in a blowout against the Jets in enemy territory and then him not seeing the field for the rest of the season, I think would probably do more bad than good for somebody's mental state. Yeah. If that's the only taste you get during an NFL season, that is going to hurt him more than putting him back out there, making sure that he's able to rebound in some way and figuring out his path in this career. Like, I just think if that's the only time we see him out there and we go back to Jacoby Brissett next week and the week after that, and Drake has to sit and think about his performance in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That is going to hurt him more than it's going to help. I mean,
but Courtney, don't
Wiggy, it was, you can answer this better than me, but probably a good place for him to see his first NFL action. Like, he got the jitters out. I mean, he definitely, as anybody would, he seemed nervous out there.
Yeah,
of course.
He took a couple sacks.
But if you have that small of a sample size and you just have to think about that over and over again, wouldn't you want to see more game action to get to get yourself back on your feet?
But also, Courtney, I think you would have to believe, like, for your lead and Drake May feeling that way, you'd have to believe that we're not going to see him all season long. I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, Curtis might have said it perfectly. You're going to see him. I mean, if I had to bet, I would say the Miami game, but you're going to see Drake May.
You're going to see him starting in the Miami game.
Starting in the Miami game, but you're going to see him starting by week 8. You know, midway through the season, I don't think they're going to ride this Jacoby train too much longer.
Well, that's what I hope, Wiggy. That's just that is where I'm coming from. When the two biggest explanations of why we're not seeing Drake May out there are to make sure he doesn't get hurt behind this O-line and then to not ruin him mentally. I think both, you could throw both of those out.
Yeah,
now.
After last night, yeah. After he got hit, after he was in that game
yes.
last night. Yes, absolutely. All right, Courtney, great. Thank you, Wiggy.
J-E-T-S, Jeff. What's your issue this morning? Didn't I take enough yesterday? Wasn't it enough?
It's just a fun drop.
Wasn't it enough?
You're great. I love you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So mine's is going to be pretty quickly, and I think this is maybe more for Courtney and all the ladies out there and or maybe even some of the sports fans. But this Sunday.
Ladies are sports fans, just saying.
Yeah. That's why I said, but I think this Sunday, the WNBA playoffs kicks off, and it'll be interesting to see what they're going to look like ratings-wise. I mean, Connecticut Sun's taking on the Indiana Fever, so Caitlin Clark, I mean, it'd be pretty interesting and cool if they had one of the games in Boston, the playoff games, but I think it's going to be cool to see, like, what ratings-wise the numbers are going to be when it comes to the playoffs and how people are going to tune in this year, obviously, with everything going on, especially with the Fever being in the playoffs and, you know, everybody kind of the Caitlin Clark hype. So it'll be interesting just to see. Courtney, are you going to tune into any of the WNBA playoffs?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I mean, no, I should and I will. But it's all about Caitlin Clark. Like, the rest of it, do people really care about the other teams?
So no. In Shaughnessy's column today, he has a note about the WNBA ratings this season. They were up 170%.
Wow.
They averaged 1.2 million viewers per game, which is massive. Like, the fact that these women hate Caitlin Clark, like, look at the audience she delivered this year.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
It is well documented that on this show, Courtney Cox has an issue with you fantasy football hardos. And so I thought I would share a little bit of news this morning about a gentleman who most likely would fit into that category. There is a 25-year-old Philadelphia man who is facing extended jail time after he has admitted reporting a hoax mass shooting and bomb threat in retaliation over a fantasy football argument.
I mean, that seems fair.
Matthew Gabriel is facing up to 5 years in jail. after pleading guilty to two counts of interstate and foreign communication of a threat to injure. It appears that he had an online disagreement with a member of his fantasy football chat group. The victim was a student at the University of Iowa who was traveling to Norway for a study abroad program. And after their online argument, it wasn't IRL, Scheim. This was an online argument. He then reached out to the Norwegian Police Security Service and said that he knew about somebody who was coming to Norway to commit a mass shooting and to blow up several buildings. Wow. And identified this young man as the potential blower-upper. Here's Matthew's attorney talking about the threats and his punishment.
I'm sure he did not think it was going to go this far. The Norwegian police spent over 900 man hours dispelling this threat. He really is your average Joe. He's very remorseful to the Norwegian government, to the victim in this case, anybody else that may have been hurt. And obviously he's grown up a lot in the last few months, and I think he'll grow up a little more on the 15 months of home confinement too.
I rest my case.
Thank you. That's legendary prank status right there. Like,
really? It's taking things a little too far, though. No. Like, I mean, it's...
This was a great lead for me. Terrible lead for Scheim. Like, yes. This lead is so perfect for me.
It is. Yeah.
I rest my case. People get too into it. They're too... it's fantasy. You need to just...
Coming from the girl whose husband writes White Raven.
Yeah, that's a hobby that he doesn't take too seriously. It's a passion project.
He writes a 10-page White Raven recap after every, what is it, Game of Thrones, and he emails it to all his coworkers?
No, to his friends. Thank you.
He did threaten to throw down with a guy who refused to acknowledge the King of the North, though, if I remember correctly.
He did not. Yes, he did. Santo's not a fighter.
The one true king, the King of the North.
Yes. Not a fighter. Yes,
and then you go to like a Harry Potter wizard pop-up shop.
Yeah, it was last week. Don't act like you forgot. You spent 3 hours on it.
All right. Well, those are the leads we're going to get to. They said it next. And then Courtney with the news coming up at 7:45 and at 9:30 or 9:20 this morning. We'll get our expert on to tell you how to wager this weekend.
And we have some tea.
Nick Costos. So yeah, we do have some tea. We have to carefully get into that.
Right.
So as to lure him into a potential trap, Curtis.
Somehow I think he'll be an easy mark.
Okay. Yeah, Nick Costos at 9:30. Here's Courtney right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Pats fall to 1-2 on the season with a brutal 24-3 loss to the Jets. Drake May came in with less than 5 minutes to play. He completed 4 of 8 passes for 22 yards and was sacked twice. Gerard Mayo explained his decision to put May in this one.
I just thought it was an opportunity, a good opportunity for him to go out there with the ones and put a few drives together. He moved the ball. We'll watch the film and evaluate it.
Aaron Rodgers looked like his old self. He completed 27 of 35 passes for 281 yards and 2 touchdowns. And it's time to get excited, BC fans. We have a night game tomorrow night, 8 p.m. kickoff at Alumni against Michigan State for the Red Bandana game. The game will be on these very airways following the Sox game.
Excellent.
And the Sox got shut out by the Rays 2-0 yesterday. The boys are back home to take on the Twins tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Stiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
Greg, can I ask you a quick question real quick? Because you're the oldest of the group.
Right.
Where does Dick come from when it comes to Richard?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Like I get like Will and Bill and William and like where does Dick come from from Richard?
That is
all right. Well, I asked Google.
Yeah.
Dick is a nickname most often for Richard, which likely originated in the Middle Ages as a rhyming slang for Rick.
Oh. Okay.
I have no idea.
It was Richard, like King Richard.
Right.
And then it was King Rick.
Right.
And then somebody didn't like him, and they started calling him King Dick. Okay. Now you have your answer, Wiggy.
Hey, but I'd like to be known as King Dick, though.
I'm sure you would.
If you knew that was the end of that, Wiggy, that was A+ right there.
That is what's trending, and you will only really find conversations like that on this show. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The more you know. 62 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high 66. And Greg, just a quick note. MetLife Stadium, Jets home games, must be the Guinness Book of World Records for most punchable faces.
Oh, I know.
God, do they. Fireman Ed's back.
I can't stand Fireman Ed.
He's back, though. I thought they, like, banned him or booted him out of here.
No, he quit.
He gave up, and now he's back.
Right. How's that happen? Isn't that like a Fairweather fan?
In the G-E-T-S. suck.
King bandwagon, that guy. But good year to be on the Jets. It pains me to say it, but that's a good football team. All right, Courtney, thank you. Curtis, weather?
62 degrees right now, afternoon high 60.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Six.
It is Patriots Friday, and that disgusting feeling that you had waking up this morning is the Patriots offense. And you can talk about that all day long. On this radio station and on this show, we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up at 7:45. And we'll find out why horned-up senior citizens are creating a national health nightmare in this country. That is coming up.
Yeah.
But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Well, where do you want to start this morning, Shime? I'm assuming most of it is Patriots.
Yeah, it's only appropriate we begin with the New England Patriots. So post-game yesterday, Gerard Mayo spoke to the media, and he was asked if there was a chance that there would be a change made at the quarterback position, and this is how Gerard Mayo responded.
I don't know. Look, we talk about every single week, you know, you're competing for a job. So we'll get together as a coaching staff and see where it goes.
Okay.
I mean,
the change is coming.
That's a better answer than he gave us every time it came up the last couple weeks, which is that Jacoby Brissett is our quarterback.
As an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Right?
It's a much different answer than what he...
Okay, all right. So that's...
Bye-bye, Jacoby.
Yep.
Yeah, so for those who want to see Drake May, like Shime and Wiggy, then maybe that's a little bit of positive that comes from the nightmare that was last night.
No, that's one thing I was, you know, hoping for, you know, kind of watching the game. Like, it might be so bad where they just get to the point where it's how long can you do it for with Jacoby Brissett, and what does he give you? And then we asked this question yesterday. Like, if I'm, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm going, what does he give us if I'm in that meeting room that we can't get from Drake May?
Just the veteran experience.
Yeah, but even with that, what does the veteran experience give us on the positive end?
He's like, very good at losing.
You know what I'm saying, Greg? Like, oh, you say, okay, the veteran experience. All right, what positive is coming out of that?
I think playing it safe, but I think that leads to him holding the football too long.
Right.
All the time.
I mean, you brought it up earlier. Like, he does not get rid of the football.
But what is he coached to defend Jacoby for a second? What do you think the number one thing that has been drilled into his head since the training camp has started is?
Don't throw the ball away. Don't force the ball. Don't make mistakes.
Right. Don't turn it over.
Don't turn it over. And that's what you get is a guy that's playing way too safe. That misthrow on Hooper, the one early in that game, was so huge. God, was that a huge miss. It wasn't even close to him.
Because in the very next play, it's like, oh, it's third down. The Jets can bring pressure, and what do you know? Sack.
Right.
But if you're going to be, and I think maybe you brought this up, Curtis, or maybe it was a call, I think it was a caller earlier. If you're going to be a run-first football team, no, it was you, Curtis, and then you respond to Pop Douglas popping off and go out there and go away from the run and try to force the ball to the wide receivers, you're in trouble.
Right, and then if I'm, I don't know, Tyquan Thornton, do I say, oh, maybe I'll bitch this week and I'll get the ball?
Right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, before the game, Robert Kraft spoke with Taylor Rooks on the Thursday Night Football broadcast on Amazon Prime and talked about when he had dubbed Gerard Mayo as the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
Well, look, Gerard learned a lot from Bill and, you know, the technical background, but they're each special individuals. I've gotten to know Gerard over the last 15 years, and, you know, I picked him 5 years ago to be our next head. He's very special. It's great to have the ability to train under Bill.
That's terrible. That is an unnecessary shot at Bill. Like why?
He can't help himself.
Why though?
But how's that a shot at Bill though?
Because he had Gerard picked 5 years ago. Years ago, we thought that Bill was going to coach till he was 80.
Yeah, but I think he's recognizing the guy that he wants next, and Bill's at the end of his career, and Bill. And he's basically saying, okay, I know Bill's he can't do this forever, and here's the guy that I'm tapping as the next guy.
Okay, so we are to believe that was his first year coaching. We are to believe that Robert Kraft immediately saw that he was going to be head coach material.
And not to be, I don't want to oversimplify it, Greg, but could you make the argument that Bill did to Tom what Robert did to Bill? Which is they each had the best person at the most important position that they hire, and instead of doing everything they could to maximize that window, they tried to hurry the guy out.
Yeah,
like Bill was ready to move on from Tom in 2014. Robert was ready to move on from Bill 5 years ago. Both would have been catastrophic mistakes.
Yeah.
And I just think, Wiggy, you got to put yourself 5 years ago. Like, do you think Bill felt at the end of his career 5 years ago? No.
No, not that Bill felt that way, but I think Kraft's looking at, okay, who's the next guy?
Yeah, but Kraft tapping him would then have to believe that no other team was going to pick him up in 5 years.
Well, maybe he thought that Bill was going to retire, right? Bill had always said, I'm not going to be like Marv Levy and coach into my 70s or whatever it is.
And to be fair, Bill did have that relationship with the Jets where he was the replacement for Parcells in waiting. So yeah. I don't know if that was a shot at Parcells, that he just knew he was going to get the job when Parcells left.
And like even with Tom, I think Bill's probably looking at like Tom's getting older and, you know, we need to stop planning for the future. Maybe this guy can't do it no more at the level we want him to do it. But I don't think that Bill was the reason why Tom left. I think I think it was more about the money, and I don't know if they actually offered him the money. And then if they did, I think Tom got to the point where he was like, yo, I'm done with Bill.
I mean, great point from a texter. Wasn't Josh McDaniels the coach in waiting 5 years ago?
Well, if that was Bill's coach in waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Jillian from Chelmsford. What's up, Jillian?
I just want to say I'm not super eager to have Drake May out there, and I will tell you why. I mean, that game yesterday, I felt like Brissett had about a second most of the time to get that ball off before defenders were descending upon him. And I just feel like his ability to stay calm and not just have a million turnovers was kind of remarkable. And I don't know, putting a young quarterback out there, you saw when he did play, I felt like there were about three that could have gotten picked off of the passes that he did in the 3 minutes he was out there. And I don't know that would be good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it literally was his first series, first drive as an NFL quarterback. So I think you gotta give him a little bit of time. I don't know.
Can I ask Jillian a question? Because this is where I always wonder.
Yeah.
Like a young quarterback, when you say a young quarterback, like what does that mean? Like, because what's going to happen next year?
I look at Mac Jones and just, well, I think they have to get a better offensive line. I mean, I just feel like having somebody who is not just throwing the game away. You look at Mac Jones. If he was out there, oh, my goodness, there would have been so many interceptions last night. You can't even imagine it because you need more time. I feel like Brissett, just his ability to stay calm and not just make horrible mistakes, given how much pressure he was under, was kind of amazing. And I just don't think until you get that better, I don't think you want to put someone out there who's just starting off.
There are people who agree with you. So there are,
because the only way, Greg, you get better is you get experience.
Right.
But how do you get experience? And if you're still going to be young next year with zero experience, because if you don't play all year, how is that going to change?
And there's an element of masochism that's baked into being a masshole. And it's, I don't know whether it's a puritanical history or whatever, that we didn't get booze on Sunday. Like, there's just an element of us that likes to punish ourselves with things for no apparent reason. Watching Jacoby Brissett is like getting kicked in the nuts.
He's over and over.
Over. And oh, wait. Ooh, a 4-yard pass on a 3rd and 9. My favorite. All right, let's punt. Our best player is the punter.
Can't even throw to the sticks.
By the way, somebody who works here likes that. But...
Not quite that, but other things.
What's next?
So Tom Brady's name came up here for a moment. Let's pivot over to Baker Mayfield. He has spoken on a podcast because there's not enough of those, and he talked about the difference in the vibe between him with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady with the Buccaneers.
You hear some of the stories about if he didn't like a certain play call and he didn't like it throughout the week and they still called it in the game. There might have been a throwaway on purpose or thrown at the running back or receiver's feet. There's a lot of mind games going on.
Prove a point that it wasn't the right call?
Yeah, yeah. The building was a little bit different with Tom in there. Obviously, playing-wise, Tom was different. He had everybody dialed in, high-strung environment, so I think everybody was pretty stressed out.
Tom is the Bill Belichick of the Bucks.
I wonder where he learned that.
Right?
At Michigan.
So if he didn't like the play and they still called it in the game, Tom Brady would throw it away. I mean, I don't.
Well, to be fair, when Baker Mayfield throws it away, we don't know if it was on purpose or not.
I believe that, though. Don't you believe that?
No,
based
I
off,
don't. The
guys, here's why. Here's
he
Greg
wants to win football games.
Greg, but like, here's why I believe it, and this is why as Tom's getting better as a commentator. Because he was asked about if a receiver fell down and, you know, that kind of thing, what would he do with that receiver moving forward? He basically said, I wouldn't throw him the football. I would not even look at him.
Yeah.
So you don't think if Tom felt like a play was bad, he would be like, all right, this play's bad. I'm throwing it at somebody's feet just because I want you to, you know, I'm not running something that I know is not going to work.
Oh, he did that with the Patriots, Greg. He would chuck the ball, according to people at practice, at Nikhil Harry's helmet, like just pissed off that he wasn't running the right route.
But he doesn't seem like that passive-aggressive, where in-game he's going to do that.
He does.
He does?
Yes.
I mean, he showed up in the front row of Bruce Arians' retirement press conference after just putting a knife in his back.
With a smile from ear to ear.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Let's pivot over to hockey real quick, Greg. The Bruins made an interesting signing just before the month of September, and that was bringing in veteran forward Tyler Johnson for a tryout and an opportunity to be on the team.
Tyler Johnson and Richard Fitz in Boston? What a week.
I know, right? And Tyler Johnson for years played with the Tampa Bay Lightning and talked about being in Boston.
Yeah, I think it's been enough years. You know, played a lot of meaningful hockey against this team and a couple of good playoff series and a lot of regular season games. So I used to hate Boston, but it's going to be fun playing in front of the home crowd instead.
All right, not bad. Used to hate Boston. Now I'm here and I love it. All right, Chime. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Up next, we'll get to Courtney and to today's news.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this...
in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away?
A road rage incident in Millbury led to a man allegedly shooting out another's car window. 39-year-old Daniel Ocho was arrested on his roofing job after using a BB gun to shoot out a passenger side window of another car he was road raging with. Here's the victim, who doesn't want to be identified on BZ.
And he come from the back and he shoot and he tried to run away, you know, like shoot at the window, and then he run for no reason. He shoot him in the morning, was shaking like crazy.
It seems like there's way more road rage than there used to be. Is that the,
people can't drive?
It's because people are unhinged.
That's what it is.
Wiggy blames it on. So it's the victim's fault. Is what you're saying? It's
the unhinged.
Generally, we had this conversation before. The person who's generally raging, it's the reason is because of something that the other person can't drive or can't do, is driving in the fast lane when they should be in the slow lane.
Okay.
That's how it works, Greg.
Right. I would like to separate these two. I agree with Wiggy that the driving is awful, and it has never been, like, it's so simple. The basic tenets of the highway, I've never been followed less. And we live in a time where we are zero to losing our mind with one small event.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, at least they found this guy.
Yeah.
What is he charged with? How long would he be in jail?
Nobody was injured. He shot out the. But originally, the guy, the victim, thought that it was a real gun that was shot through the window.
Of course.
And a BB gun would do damage as well.
Of course.
Now, Boston authorities are looking for the owner of a python.
Right here.
okay.
That's why we call Greg the Dick King.
King Dick it was.
Yes. Why do they want? What do they need me for?
I don't think it's you, and I hope that it's not you, because I think this person's going to be in some trouble. This happened after animal control officers found a yellow python in Brighton on Monday near a bunch of businesses. It has folks in the area on edge wondering if there's more, if this was somebody's pet that got let out, or if there's a python roaming around in the woods.
Yeah.
Here's one area resident on 7 News Boston.
Yeah, I would assume that someone brought it from somewhere. I don't know if those kind of naturally pop up around here a lot.
Somebody's pet, maybe against the law kind of pet, but...
Yeah. Very strange, though. There's not a lot of, like, room to keep a whole python.
No, it's a big animal.
Brighton.
It's very terrifying, and don't want those on my streets.
Yeah. We've got cats at our house, and I feel like that could definitely take a cat or two.
Eat my cat right up.
Yeah. That's a little nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking.
Such a low-hanging fruit.
Wiggy, you're in a mood today.
Get my mind out of the gutter.
Did you find the beach yesterday?
No, we ended up going just up. They got a nice poolside here at the hotel at Hard Rock, so we stuck to the pool.
I hope nothing inappropriate happened at poolside.
No, it's daytime, Courtney.
Okay.
You don't do nothing in the day at the pools.
Was the autograph signed? How many people asked for an autograph?
When I say a bunch, the people that was a VIP autograph signing. So it was only for the VIPs.
The whales?
Yes, that's exactly right.
We call them in casino parlance. Yep.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pool.
Jeez.
There was a few whales at the pool, too, but I don't know if they get their rims comped.
Curtis, I know that James is enjoying, you know, going out and about to different fairs in the area. Are you going to take him to the Topsfield Fair this season?
Ooh, probably. We drove through Topsfield going to Danvers yesterday, so maybe.
Well, police are warning about fake Topsfield Fair tickets being sold online, so you need to make sure that you're getting it from the correct source. Those in control are reminding folks that tickets go for $15, and it gets you into the fair and all the events inside. It seems like folks that are nefarious are selling tickets for events inside the fair. You don't need two tickets.
Okay.
You just need one to get inside. Here's GM James O'Brien on BZ.
Those shows are free with your admission to the fair.
So we didn't know what they were talking about. We went on the website that they told us about, and it did show that. And I was extremely disappointed because I feel that our patrons work hard for their money. I don't want anybody to be cheated. We're all about value.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Big E, very popular this time of year as well.
Ooh.
So, but you got to go all the way out to Springfield, Curtis, for that one.
Well,
all
I think we're staying there for the Newport Roadshow, so I can maybe take James.
Topsfield Field is good, Curtis. I've been there a bunch with my kids.
I love it. Get out of the house during the day, it's a lovely thing. And I would also say that when did it happen that you pay to go to a fair and then pay to get on all the rides? Doesn't that feel like a double dip?
No, yes. You always got to pay for the rides.
Really?
Right. So
rides
like,
and games, always.
So like when I went to Marshfield three times, you pay to enter, and then you have to buy like a $40 like gift pass,
ticket
ride,
pass.
Ride pass, yeah.
Yep.
But doesn't he like going on, was that the Marshfield Fair where you were on a ride with him?
Yeah. Ferris wheel, loves it.
He likes going, he likes stuff.
Yesterday we drove 45 minutes just to do the carousel at the Connor's Farm.
Oh.
Fun, and very fresh, Greg. It's selfish. Homemade, hot out of the oven, apple cider donuts. Probably the best treat this time of year.
Oh, you're so right.
Then head up to Topsfield Fair because they got the best apple crisp around.
Ooh.
And then if James likes the petting zoo, there's a lot of animals up there.
Well, also, based on the family that he was born into, he would enjoy. They have pin the tail on the household help at the Topsfield Fair, Curtis. He would love that.
Oh, you missed a spot, man.
All right.
So we talked about pythons, so let's talk about some spiders, because an irrational fear for me, flying Joro spiders have been seen in the Northeast for the first time.
Ooh, what are these things?
If you're watching on Twitch, I believe Mitch has some footage of what a Joro spider looks like.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
F no.
Yeah, the spiders are continuing their move north.
I can't stand spiders.
Yeah.
Damn.
They've been spotted in Philadelphia. JoroWatch.com, a real website that tracks the Joro spiders. A half dozen were spotted in the backyard of a home in Philly. Now, good news, they seem to be harmless. Some call them the shyest spider. So that's good, but looking at them is terrifying.
But they fly?
Yes, they fly through the air.
Thanks.
And they make webs up to 5 feet.
No.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll pass.
I don't want
They're it. Huge, too. If you put a Joro spider on your palm, it's like the size of your palm.
Jesus. Oh,
okay, enough of that, please.
Do you believe the old wives' tale that you swallow like 10 spiders in your lifetime while you're sleeping?
Oh, it's more than that, Courtney.
Really?
It's way more than that. It's
I don't know if any of those things are accurate or not.
Yeah, I believe they are.
How do they figure that out?
I mean, you know, because most people, they probably sleep with their mouth open unless you're getting it taped.
It's actually the same people that said 6 feet social distance.
Yeah.
I think it's like you feel a spider.
I had an argument with Lindsay yesterday because I pointed to science and said that the average person farts 42 times a day. And she was telling me that that's nonsense, but that's a scientific thing that they've determined. But I don't know if they
There's
get
no
that.
Way.
Huh?
There's no way.
It sounds like your flatulence is almost all you two talk about.
Yeah. It's an issue. But again,
well, that ice cream cone you had last night probably didn't help.
It's not like I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, maybe you are. Have you ever been tested?
We had Mexican for dinner.
Oh,
so
Mexican and ice cream? Look out. God.
40 times a day, Greg?
Yes, the average person, 42, wow. 42 times a day.
Who farted?
The average person passes gas 42 times. Courtney, don't look at me like you don't do
There's
it.
No way.
It's That's extreme. That sounds extremely high.
Right. How many hours are you awake? 11?
And like, trust me, I would love to be able to pass gas. It just doesn't happen for me.
That's rough.
Like, it really doesn't. Like, I if it made my stomach feel better, that would be great. But
yeah. Well, the problem is you hold it in so long.
I really don't.
But you said, like, before, like, you don't always go to the bathroom in front of Santo. So you've been doing that for so long, your gut health isn't healthy because of, you're supposed, and Greg's right, you're supposed to let it out. You're supposed to do all those things.
Just let it, shine, please. You just let it out.
Yeah, but a lot of people are embarrassed about doing that.
I have a Fitbit. I think, Greg, it might help you and Lindsay's relationship if you got a fart bit.
I mean, do you guys pass gas in the studio?
Yeah, Wiggy did yesterday. Or not yesterday, the day before.
What?
Loudly. Didn't you hear it?
No, no, I did. Courtney, that's not me because I don't do that.
Yes. Please, we got to take a break. This is becoming juvenile, yeah. And I don't like it. We're going to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.